Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. On this day in 1790, the first boat specializing as a lifeboat was tested on the River Tyne. The personnel-related cancellations at the Berlin tram have increased more than fivefold in just 2 years. This is shown by the internal figures of the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG. At the same time, the number of failed tram kilometers that were not served because of canceled trains has increased almost tenfold over the last 10 years. According to the report, the BVG leadership blames a high sickness rate of employees. In this context, staff councils are criticizing the growing overload of drivers and workshop personnel, as well as an increasing exodus due to low wages. According to RBB, a first-time employee at the BVG earns about 1,600 euros net per month. Almost a quarter of the 2018 trainee year has left the BVG, most of them switching to the Berlin S-Bahn, which offers 500 euros more net pay and more family-friendly working hours. As the BVG staff council member Frank Kulicke told the RBB, the collective bargaining about a new collective agreement for the 14,000 employees of the BVG and its subsidiary, Berlin Transport, that began on Monday, will be decisive for the future. Berlin has the strongest attraction for new students in Germany. According to the Federal Statistical Office, the capital had the largest net migration gain of all federal states. This means that more young people from other federal states migrated to Berlin than to any other federal state at the beginning of their studies, as the statisticians explained in Wiesbaden on Monday. In the 2017 academic year, a total of 10 federal states had a positive migration balance among first-year students. After Berlin, with 4,100 freshmen, the gain was highest in Hamburg, with 3,800, followed by the federal states of Hesse, with 2,300, and Saxony, 2,100. The highest losses in 2017 were in Lower Saxony, minus 6,900, Schleswig-Holstein, minus 4,900, and Brandenburg, minus 2,800. Rheinland-Pfalz, minus 2,000, and Baden-Württemberg, minus 1,100, and Bavaria, with minus 100, also had outflows. According to statistics, net migration is an indicator of the attractiveness of higher education locations across the region. However, only first-year students who have acquired their higher education entrance qualification in Germany are considered. The people of Berlin will have to adjust to hard times in the coming days. While the wage negotiations for the public service of the federal states have already begun, the negotiations for the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, started yesterday, and according to reports, the employees are ready to fight. And, as mentioned on our social media yesterday, today thousands of employees of the state's daycare centers, or KITAs, will go on strike. The Union for Education and Science, or the GEW, called for the strike after last Monday's first round of negotiations on the new collective agreement for the states. GEW President Doreen Sibernick stated that, quote, "We don't want to be forgotten," explaining the comparatively early warning strike. The union is demanding pay increases of 6% for educators, but at least 200 euros more per month. Today's teachers' warning strike is limited to half a day. The first event will be a rally at 9 a.m. on Dorotheo-Schlegelplatz in Friedrichstrasse station in Mitte. The location was deliberately chosen, said Sibernick, because that is where the collective bargaining agreement of the German states is based, stating that, quote, "The KITA is the first educational institution. We need good people and good money." The educators will receive support from state politics today. Both Raed Saleh, chairman of the Berlin SPD faction, and Katrin Seidel, deputy chairperson of the Left faction, want to speak at the rally. The Green Faction leadership also wants to support the warning strike. The educators then know that all governing parties in Berlin are behind them. Berlin's public transport system could also come to a sudden standstill in the next few days as negotiations begin on the collective agreement for the approximately 14,500 BVG employees. The main concern there is better working conditions. And at a later stage, negotiations will also be held on increases in pay. The BVG customers do not have to reckon with the worst right away, according to Verdi negotiator Jeremy Arndt's comments to the Berliner Morgenpost on Sunday, stating that, quote, "We are not threatening strikes before negotiations begin. However, the union's future course of action depends on the employer's reactions." Among other things, Verdi is calling for a reduction in weekly working hours for all BVG employees from 39 to 36.5 hours with full wage compensation and improvements in the Christmas bonus. Verdi is not, however, supporting today's teachers' strike. For Verdi, the half-day strike is coming too early. Spokesman for the Berlin-Brandenburg State District, Andreas Splenemann, stated to the Berliner Morgenpost that, quote, "We want to wait for the first round of substantive negotiations. So far, negotiators on both sides have only shaken hands and exchanged briefly." However, Splenemann does not rule out Verdi's fundamental participation in further warning strikes. The decisive factor is whether the collective bargaining for the group of educators is promising, but that was not to be expected. Berlin's finance senator, Matthias Kollatz of the SPD, is the negotiator for the states. This had already dampened all high expectations in advance, because according to the employer's calculations, meeting the trade union's demands would mean an increase in the expenditure of 10% per year, according to an interview with Kollatz in the Berliner Morgenpost on the weekend. This was not presentable, despite a much better situation of the states compared to 5 or 6 years ago. So, it is likely to be difficult collective bargaining. Nevertheless, Verdi spokesman Splenemann believes that a compromise will be found in the end. In Berlin, around 140,000 people are directly affected by collective bargaining agreements. In addition to educators, these include nurses, teachers, and doctors. The next collective bargaining round will take place on February 6th and 7th in Potsdam. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.